WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A soldier from Wisconsin is back in the United States after weeks in North Korean custody. Private Travis King of Racine is being debriefed and examined at an Army medical center in Texas. He likely faces disciplinary action. King admits he ran across the border into North Korea in July. He was supposed to board a plane to be disciplined in the U.S. after getting into a fight with civilians in South Korea. Some Republican state lawmakers want to ban gender-affirming medical care for minors in Wisconsin. Here's Nate Wegehout.
The bill was proposed by Representative Scott Allen, Senator Dewey Strobel, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It would bar doctors from conducting or making referrals for certain medical procedures on minors, including gender reassignment surgery, puberty blockers, and testosterone and estrogen treatment. There are no criminal penalties associated with the bill, but violations would result in a doctor losing their medical license. Democrats have called the proposal abject cruelty against transgender kids. If passed by lawmakers, it's almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Advocates are speaking out for clean car standards amid the nationwide auto workers strike. Alex Cornell DeHoo is president and co-founder of Elected Officials to Protect America.
We need to export our oil and import actually dirty oil for use in the United States. We are still dependent on OPEC, which is an association of dictators. They're not democratic nations. So it puts us at a vulnerability.
Cars and trucks generate more greenhouse gases than any other sector of the U.S. economy. They make up 27% of total emissions and 45% of all American oil consumption. A former Wisconsin U.S. senator is speaking out against the idea of a constitutional convention. Russ Feingold warns it would push through sweeping new right-wing policies. Suzanne Potter reports.
Right-wing groups say they want to require a balanced budget and limit the power to tax. Moves critics say would lead to huge cuts in Medicare, Social Security, education, Medicaid, and environmental protection. Former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold just wrote a book that warns that a convention is likely if Republicans win full control of Congress next year.
They're asserting that you can mix and match these and that meets the constitutional requirements. It's not right, and the Supreme Court doesn't appear to have the authority to stop it.
Article 5 of the Constitution requires consent from just two-thirds of states to call for a convention. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The Milwaukee Bucks are adding one of basketball's biggest stars as they push for another NBA championship. They traded Jrue Holiday yesterday for 7-time All-Star Damian Lillard. Mike Clemens has more in sports. I'm Terry Bell.
For the talk of Green Bay news, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
St. Norbert College is laying off 41 staff members. The college says 29 staff members will be let go immediately and 12 more staff will be let go after the semester ends or at the end of the year. A spokesperson for the college says by cutting operating costs, it will allow the school to continue to serve students without compromising student services or activities. Colleges across the state face financial challenges. UW-Oshkosh recently announced staff layoffs due to a budget shortfall, and Cardinal Stritch University closed for good last spring after 85 years.
Amid reports of several missing people in northeast Wisconsin, there is some good news. Yasmin Alon and her 2-year-old daughter Amina have been found shortly before noon today. They had been missing since September 21st. There are no further details being released at this time, but we'll keep you posted. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers tie up the series with the Cards. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 2-0 against the St. Louis Cardinals when Milwaukee's Tyrone Taylor came to the plate in the sixth inning. Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That ball is fair, right over the bag, down into the corner it goes. It hits the sidewall. Contreras will score easily, and Tyrone Taylor trades places with him. And now Taylor on his way to third as the throw gets by. RBI double for Taylor, moving to third on an error.
The final, the Brewers 3, St. Louis 2. Tyrone Taylor on getting the win over the Cardinals after celebrating clinching the divisional title with champagne and goggles the night before.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. The first couple innings, I was sweating out all the toxins from the celebration from last night. So, yeah, it was a good win today, and hopefully we keep it rolling going into the playoffs.
Taylor with two doubles, one run scored, and two runs batted in. Lefty Wade Miley pitched five innings. Miley signed with Milwaukee as a free agent last January. Craig Counsell.
You sign Wade, and I think we know that it's not going to be a 170-inning season. It's really the quality that he delivered more than as much as anything. I mean, he just pitched very, very well.
NBA, we told you about that huge trade involving three teams and eight players, including the Bucks, the Phoenix Suns, and the Portland Trail Blazers. The bottom line is the Bucks send Drew Holiday to Portland and Grayson Allen to Phoenix so they could bring point guard Damian Lillard from the Trail Blazers to the Bucks to honor a request by Giannis. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
This is an organization that made the Drew Holiday trade a few years ago to pair with Giannis Antetokounmpo, won a title, and now they may have very well have extended their window with Giannis by bringing in Damian Lillard, a player that Giannis was determined to play with. Lillard, as he goes back to the Bucks, he'll be reunited with his former head coach in Portland, Terry Stotts, who is now an assistant coach on new coach Adrian Griffin's staff in Milwaukee.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm surprised you didn't say a day closer to Friday.
We are getting there.
I know, man. All right. And listen, I got a great show lined up for you this morning, as always, in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to be joined by a really good friend and a Pulitzer Prize winner, Emmy Award winner, writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey. And he's going to come in the studio and we're going to have a great conversation about many things. But before that, I'm joined by my colleague here at Civic Media. Is your name Don Brown?
That's it, Earl.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Is this thing on?
Oh, there you go.
All right. Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Calvin.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
You're the Saturday morning host of
This Week in Waukesha.
This Week in Waukesha.
8 to 9. Yep.
Yeah. You don't want to name it the Don Brown Show.
I'm not a big name like Earl Ingram.
Oh, come on, man.
So,
No. But listen, man, I'm glad you had some time to spend with me this morning, because I want to have the audience chime in on our conversation, because you're a good guy, man. You're a progressive guy. Is it safe to say that?
Sure, yeah. I call myself progressive. Yeah.
Okay. And so I wanted to talk about our system of government.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the listening audience to join in and chime in and ask you about your thoughts on our system of government. And has it gotten worse? Has it gotten better? I want to begin, Don, with, people talk about democracy. It's the greatest democracy in the world. You know, it's the youngest one. Yeah. I understand that.
Not the oldest.
The oldest, I mean, the oldest. The oldest democracy, which, 200 and how many years?
Minus 1776.
Yeah.
Calvin?
Okay. Wait, whatever.
You and I are both mathematicians.
Right? Yeah. So.
Long time, for sure.
Okay. So, let me, democracy, man. What does that mean to you?
You know, it's a government that should be driven by the people, that should have a balance and should have, an esprit de corps, like what's best for all, and should be inclusive, and, should really be not a top down, but a kind of a bottom up form of government. Granted, we do need smart people at the top that maybe know a little bit more than us and have great ideas, but the people should have a voice. and those that they elect should be listening to those voices. And, you know, the whole idea of just involving more people and having that balance. And I think it starts locally. You know, my time as an alderman, there were, in just the one term, I felt we'd achieved a lot because I involved the neighbors.
But before you go, but before you go any deeper,
yeah,
you use the word should 6 different times.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so this is
where we both agree.
Okay. So should,
mm-hmm.
And I don't think the majority of the American people know anything at all about what the definition of democracy is. They, it's a romantic kind of thought.
It's not a spectator sport.
That we somehow live in this democracy that is going to be all those sweet sounding things that you said.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the case.
Right.
Okay. So it's not that. And so we need to stop talking about democracy if we're not going to make it that. It's frustrating. It's difficult for many people in this nation to mm-hmm. make it.
Yeah.
And so in a real democracy, they should have a fair and equitable opportunity to make it. Yeah. There shouldn't be people struggling at $10, $12 an hour.
No.
You know, and they're working every day.
And people living in poverty and homelessness. And
well, but even the people that are working, even the people that are doing the things that we say
the majority of us, yeah.
And yet those people can't make it in this great democracy of ours.
Right.
Because their system set up that won't allow them to get ahead.
Right.
So help me understand how that part of the democracy is so great.
Well, I can't tell you that part of democracy is great. What I can tell you is I think that people are being led down a trail. They're on the far right. They're drinking the Kool-Aid, the QAnon Kool-Aid that says that there's too many entitled people here. You always hear that story. Oh, yeah, there's all these people living on welfare and all this stuff. And
it's not
you know,
true.
Yeah, there's welfare. It's corporate welfare. There's also people at the highest levels that are getting gigantic tax breaks that I had Stephanie Williamson on my show Labor Day weekend, and she was saying like the CEO salaries, the percentage, the difference between that and like what the average skilled worker makes, it's this huge divide. And we're getting crushed. And we're losing jobs. You know, and for years we've lost jobs overseas. We're getting squeezed, and something's got to give.
So is that solely a Republican issue? The fact that the inequity that's in this society, can you lay that solely at the feet of the Republican Party? No, or is that something that's inherent in our government?
I wouldn't. I think throughout our history, you know, there was one side that kind of called the shots. And today, it's not the entire Republican Party. It's this powerful conservative segment of it that for years the party's been like catering to and feeding. And in some ways, they're like little kids. If we don't have our way, we're not going to vote for your candidate. Like, you look at a guy, we were just talking about President Obama earlier, and his reelection campaign against Mitt Romney. Let me finish this.
I know, but you're going to
10 million conservatives stayed home on election day.
I know, but before we get that far down the
road. But that's the problem is we're catering to the right so much that now we're creating gerrymandered districts. We are squeezing people's personal rights more.
I know, but you're further down the road than where I want to eventually get there with
sure,
you.
Sure, sure.
But
I'm jumping the gun. Sorry.
Yeah, I want to go smaller steps.
Sure.
So the fact that so many Americans in this country are where they are, you say that solely because of Republicans, and I don't agree with that. I think the system.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it's solely Republicans
either.
I think
there are Democrats as well who know that this system that is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many of them who won't vote the right way to change it.
Right.
because they are pawns, they are tools as well for a segment of the people that feel they're above the average American citizen. And people who have the money control our government.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so if people who have the money control our government, and there's nobody who can tell me differently, then what kind of democracy are we talking about? If the people who have the money control the masses of us,
right?
We know this to be true, and Democrats can't break that yoke because there's some Democrats who benefit financially
these
things.
There's some old money Democrats and Democrats.
And the business
limousine
people.
Liberals.
Yeah, and the business people.
Yeah.
So how do we begin to change what we know needs to be changed? And I'll say this, for the future generations.
Right.
This is not for you and I. This is the future generations.
Sure.
We have a responsibility to clean this up.
Yeah. So there's a great expression that taxes are the price you pay for living in a civilized society. And we've seen with the huge tax breaks that a lot of the elite have gotten.
They've always gotten those.
Right. But there was this belief like this Reaganomics that it was going to recirculate into the
trickle
economy.
Down.
Yeah. And it was going to that's never really happened.
I know. So
but what about tax breaks for the middle class? What about tax breaks for like that? That's how government should be working. That's how the economy should be working. People with extravagant wealth they got to be looking around and saying, okay, the schools have been hijacked. The neighborhoods aren't as safe as they used to be. There's threats to our business. There's tons of how many record strikes we have? It's like 321 strikes or something this summer. Like it almost doubled 2021's. You know, people are getting angry and they're getting upset, and something's got to happen.
Do you think people
there's a civil war?
Do you think that people with extravagant wealth really give a rip about those things you're talking about?
Well, they will if it affects the safety of their children. When they travel,
safety of their children
the stability of their business. If there's no consumers to buy their products because people don't have that disposable income that they once had, that's got to affect their bottom line. If there's, whatever there is, a myriad of issues. If the environment continues, if we keep having these weather patterns that would ultimately affect their business and their fortune, and their at some point they'll have no choice but to react.
So let's do this. We gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. My colleague Don Brown is in the studio, and I'm going to ask some tough questions, man. That's kind of what I do.
This is a good workout.
And our phone lines are open. Don't let me do it alone, but I will. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 69 today under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 52. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, 73. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Once again, a high of 69 today. Lows level off around 52 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is my colleague, Don Brown. Here's, Don, why I'm really kind of coming at you in this manner. It's not just you, it's the system.
Sure.
Last night, a huge majority of United States senators pressed ahead with the legislation that would keep the government running for another 6 weeks. After current funding levels expired Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stopgap effort that includes additional funding for Ukraine's war effort. The measure requires one more procedural step before going to the House, but with an overwhelming vote of 77 to 19, one thing seems pretty clear. If House Speaker Kevin McCarthy brings it to a vote, it will likely pass. So the question is whether McCarthy will bring it to the floor. He's been tap dancing since the start of his speakership when it became necessary to give most of his power away in installments in order to have a little for himself. He gave a virtual veto of a group insurgent Republicans who can't be trusted because they have no interest in governance. He's been tap dancing ever since, and the man is tiring.
Yeah.
Now, there should be no, if we're in a democracy,
mm-hmm.
and if these people who are in office are there for the best interest of the people who elected them, be they mm-hmm. Democrat or Republican.
Right.
This should be an easy answer.
Yeah.
We're not going to shut down the government.
We're not going to let people starve.
Well, correct. The people don't have any control over that.
Right.
Right.
As of right now.
Yeah. Well, okay. So it's democracy
mm-hmm.
and they're expecting the people that they elected to look out for them.
Yeah.
It's a representative government, right?
Right.
So we can't ourselves go and petition the government to do what is right for us.
Well, in theory, if you get enough to make some phone calls, not write letters, that would take too long, emails, phone calls, whatever it is that compels, and those enough with influence, maybe it's the head of an organization that has 500 votes or 600 or 1,000 votes, say, look, if you want my support in when's their next election year, 24, you're going to avoid this shutdown. And that's what we need to see more of that happening. We need to see some citizen reaction. Government, whether it's democracy or whatever you want to call it, by definition, if you're a sociologist, it's the monopoly over the control of violence. And so you'll get this current scenario. If these forces on the right saying, well, screw the poor, or why don't they just get a job, whatever, why do we have to feed them, you know, forget them, shut down the government. That happens, and if enough weeks go by, there's going to be a violent reaction. There's going to be some sort of, and that's where the government starts to lose control. And so, or organized crime steps in and they start, you know, different elements, nefarious elements start taking that over. That's what these people have to think about is, do you love this country enough to be inclusive to everybody, avoid calamity?
Organized crime is in the Congress and the Senate. That's where the organized crime is.
That's become,
And on a much higher and broader level.
Yep.
But when the people don't understand that this is criminal, what they're doing,
it's terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're going to punish a lot of people.
Sure.
Who can least afford to be punished.
Yeah.
And what point are they proving?
Just their own self-interest.
Yeah. Well.
And this doctrine that private interest should be the solutions to everything, and it can't be.
So let me ask you. So every 4 years, there's an election for president of the United States.
Yep.
You know, every 6 years, there's an election for the Senate.
Yeah.
Every, two years for the Congress.
Yeah. So they're the ones that have to work the hardest.
Look how they set this system up. Ask yourself the question, why every 2 years for the Congress? Why every 4 years for the president? And why every 6 years for the Senate?
That's an interesting question. You'd have to go back to the framers when they did that.
Yeah.
And I think the idea was back when the biggest states in the union that had the most people, the smaller states were fearful of the big states dominating the agenda. And so the compromise, I think Ben Franklin was a big part of that, was that, well, if you have representatives for every, what is it today, 500,000 people? That's how the Congress, I think that is.
Right.
But if you have a second body of government, and it was basically based on the British constitutional monarchy.
So do you think, hold that thought, because we got to go to a break.
I think that's why senators have longer terms than well, House members.
These are the questions that the American people should ask.
Sure. And maybe those should be 4-year terms.
We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. My colleague Don Brown has joined me this morning. I'm glad he did. You can me as too. Well. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. So now the
phones. Phones are gone? Cool. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Fireworks at last night's second Republican presidential debate, and without former President Trump even being there, drawing the ire of former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching, okay? And you're not here tonight. Not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record.
Most of the other candidates chose to shy away from attacking Trump. U.S. Army Private Travis King is back in the U.S. this morning, getting off a plane overnight in San Antonio, Texas. He's the soldier who ran across a demilitarized zone and into North Korea in July. New Jersey Senior Senator Bob Menendez set to address fellow Democrats behind closed doors today, one day after he and his wife were arraigned on federal bribery charges, along with three businessmen who Menendez is accused of helping. All have pleaded not guilty. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A northern Wisconsin radio host was taken into custody this week. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has details.
A Wausau conservative radio commentator found himself in the Marathon County Jail earlier this week. 53-year-old Christopher Del Conte, better known to listeners as Chris Conley, was arrested on Monday on charges of domestic battery. Officers were sent to his residence after a humane officer who was at the house earlier for an animal complaint was made aware of possible domestic abuse. When officers made a follow-up visit, the woman told police that she was struck with an open palm on her back because she didn't want to perform sexual favors. Del Conte is currently released on a $500 bond. Pre-trial conference will be held on October 12th, and a final pre-trial is scheduled for November 27th.
Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
I lost Pablo. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you.
I hate to interrupt. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my co-host. Oh, no.
Guest. Special. Colleague.
Colleague.
That's right.
Don Brown of
This Week in Waukesha.
This Week in Waukesha. You can hear him on Saturday mornings at
8 a.m.
At 8 a.m.
And then this, you'll hear me at 12:30 this Saturday, because I'll be broadcasting the Carroll University game at Augustana. That should be a big lineup.
By all means, you should tune in to
1 o'clock kickoff.
Very bright man. Let's go. And I'm talking about, you know, your belief in this thing they call democracy. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Your thoughts?
Good morning. Well, Earl, I think if the President of the United States has a two-term limit, the Congress, the Senate, and the SCOTUS should have term limits, especially the SCOTUS. A lifetime appointment to me is absolutely ridiculous.
So, you know,
Yeah, hi, Cindy. I agree with the term limits on SCOTUS for sure. I'm not sure so sure about Congress, and I also do acknowledge that a lot of these guys are on the take and there's graft, but I think with the time you've served in the Congress, with the experience you gain, the expertise you develop, the relationships you make, depending on what committee, that can serve the district, the state, the country better. If for those people that are genuinely...
And also serve themselves because they become lobbyists.
Yeah, that's the thing. As they lose, they become lobbyists. But I'll say this about President Biden. I was never his biggest fan. But the reason he's doing well as president is all that time he put in the Congress.
So I know.
The experience he gained.
Cindy, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, thanks,
Cindy. I appreciate it. Let's go to CJ. Hey, CJ. Democracy, man. What is it?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to how you represent what the Republicans believe all the time, but
hey, did you hear me also say Democrats? Things. Also said Democrats, man.
Yeah.
Or you didn't hear that.
Okay. Well, but you're going to blame the Republicans for the shutdown.
Absolutely. There are other Republicans blaming the Republicans for the shutdown. What are you talking about, man?
I watched C-SPAN last night in the debate on a lot of these appropriation bills. And the mere fact that your grandchildren, Earl,
owe
$100,000 when they're born.
Hey, CJ, give us some information and some news, something different. You say that every time you're on the air. Okay. So what's different about it today that you give me the same, feed me the same stuff that you feed me every day, man? Do I know that my grandchildren have all this? Yeah, we do know that there's all that debt. How do we fix it, man?
You stop spending, and that's what the Republicans are trying to do: reduce the spending.
So let me say this to you, man. If you really knew the truth of it, you wouldn't say it because you don't know the appropriations that Republicans, the very Republicans you're talking about, and the spending that they're doing for their own districts. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that.
Okay, well, then what are you talking about?
Yeah. And Trump raised the debt ceiling by like $7 trillion. So I didn't see any great savings there or cuts or cost efficiencies.
Well, he's saying, and what gets me is he's saying the Republicans are trying to do something about this debt. And so this is the way they do it. They shut down the government. But if you look, CJ, at the appropriations that many of the very same hypocrites on the right are saying causes us to shut down the government. Look in their closets, man.
How about $10,000 per immigrant for our school systems, our social safety net? $10,000. Multiply that times 7 million under this president. And you want to talk about debt?
Hey, CJ.
$70 billion.
Hey, CJ, $70 billion. You know, that's almost the increase that both Democrats and Republicans gave the Pentagon, who didn't want it.
Yeah.
So it's come right. on. That's peanuts.
Right.
Okay. That's peanuts. And you and others missed the whole boat when you're talking about that kind of debt. When we've got a Pentagon budget almost $1 trillion, and you want to talk about $70 billion? Okay,
that's all you do is deflect. You don't
deflect.
You
spoke directly to your point. Yeah, and by the way, CJ, I don't think your ancestors came here on the Mayflower. I think they probably came the same way my family did, immigrants, And a lot of our major cities would shut down if we didn't have expatriates working hard to get their share of the American dream.
You know, here's a man who tells me that I deflect, and we're talking about something completely different. And he changes the subject, yeah, as he always does. And then because I don't follow his train of thought, I'm deflecting.
Sure.
Come on, CJ. You're the guy who's changing the subject.
All facts, right or
wrong? No, CJ. CJ, I keep telling you, man, it's the Earl Ingram Show. So you can't, I'm not going to keep letting you try to change the path and the subject that everybody else is following to you. Well, do you know that this is what people, I'm asking you about the people who are making these decisions right now to shut down this government are Republicans. I'm not the guy who said it. Their own colleagues in both the House and the Senate agree to that. Republicans.
The speaker has a slam dunk right now, but he's afraid to push it forward.
Yeah, I'm saying, man, there are Republicans who CJ, who are saying that their colleagues are the ones and they're making a mistake. Are you aware of that?
I watched the debate, Earl. Heard your chief, Earl. You just want everybody to follow you. But the mere fact is what's causing the debt. I don't know if you watched the debate last night.
No, CJ. My stomach couldn't take it.
Shut the border down. You either shut the border down.
The border's not, CJ, the border is not what's causing the debt. You can laugh all you want to. What's going on at the border is not at the root of the debt crisis.
Okay, did you hear the numbers that I threw out at you?
Hey, CJ, I got to go, man. Thank you very much for the call. Tom, what's going on, man? Tom from L.A.
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We don't have a democracy right now. We have an oligarchy. Ever since Citizens United legalized bribery, because, you know, of course, they named it, of course, Citizens
United.
We're
the new Russia.
It sounds like a nice little cute word, and has absolutely nothing to do. It should be called Corporations United. these politicians are bought off. Second, I hope you just give me enough time here to talk. Remember what I said about CJ or about people like CJ? If the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. Every time CJ laughs, that's him ducking. That's him, you know, that's him, you know, saying exactly what he said you were doing, Earl, which you have never done. You have always taken people straight on for, you know, what they're saying. You've given a forum where people can talk, and every day he brings up the same talking point that there is. Now, I will say that we are a more secure and more prosperous nation under democratic rule than we are under the Republican rule, and we have the receipts behind it. The Republicans have blown up the debt with every president that they have had, and the Democrats have to come in and clean the damn mess up. George War Criminal Bush did not even put the Iraq War on the books until Barack Obama came in and honestly put it on the books. So that, therefore, we had to take care of that whole mess with the Republicans just putting it on a credit card and never paying for it. The other thing I would say is that you look at FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the greatest president that we ever had, is in my opinion.
Next to Harry Truman.
And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, when he raised the tax rate, and it stayed that way all the way up until one great Republican, Eisenhower, kept it at 90% taxes on anyone that made over $3 million or more a year. And that was actually why we didn't have any billionaires in this country. And FDR said, when he said, my friends are going to be very angry with me because I'm raising the tax rate and they say they're going to leave this country. Well, let me tell you, we will miss them very much, is what FDR said. You know what? He did what was best for the people. And the thing is, the Republicans want to keep it so people are broke, dumb, and deaf.
Subservient.
So therefore, they're working so damn hard that what ends up happening is they don't participate in their government. All they do is have time for bread and circus on TV, and that's all reality shows are. That's all that stuff, all the critic culture has become. Mm-hmm. And then we end up with someone like a Donald Trump for a president. So that's why we have the problems that we have. If we were able to get rid of Citizens United, get all money out of politics, which I believe that we can do if we have the political will to do so, if we could get rid of all the money out of politics and restore government back to we the people, we would have a democracy once again.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Don, you want to respond?
You know, he just articulated, I guess, what I've been in our discussions prior to the show of what I was trying to say, is this whole idea of we the people, putting country before person, before self-interest. And you take the shutdown, the Republicans think they're saving money, but what will the cost be after the government opens up and there's just chaos and damage?
Do you really think they're doing this because they think they're saving money? Come on, man. I mean, what money are they saving?
That's my question. Yeah, I think they're trying to take this stand to show that they're not going to cater, or they're not going to bow down to Democratic interest. And then they're also going to play the entitled people card and all this ferocious government spending that they're mostly responsible for, but they're going to try to pit it on the Dems.
Here's a prime example.
It's showboating.
To hear CJ say, you know, they're talking about the debt and all of that, and
yeah.
CJ says the people down at the border are the cause of the debt.
Yeah.
I mean, just moronic.
Yeah.
And he speaks as if he knows what he's talking about as
right.
a fact.
Yeah.
And he'll argue with you
mm-hmm.
as if he's got some ammunition
yeah.
that he's researched.
Right.
But he might as well be, you know, on the moon.
Yeah.
Because nothing that he says
right.
has anything, there's no correlation yeah. between that and this shutdown they're talking
we
about.
We could have three or four times the amount of people crossing the border, but if we're focusing on job creation, on the right incentives for business, on the right government programs, you know, we can have all that and more.
All right, we got to go to break. Gene, hang on. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
You made me so very happy that I want to spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, it was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 69 this afternoon under overcast skies, easterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 52. Highs level off around 73. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Once again, a high of 69 this afternoon, lows level off around 52 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. K.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Great show, as usual. And L.A., Tom, you go. I just cannot believe, you know, what they are. The Republican talkers and go on and on and on, because I've witnessed them for years. They get one issue and they beat it over and over and over and over and over again. And then they create chaos or a situation that they can bring up over and over and over again.
Well said.
Where somebody's in pain or suffering, so that you feel it, like the people from down at the border bringing busloads of immigrants and putting them in a town without any notice, and then all of a sudden there's chaos. They got the cameras there, and people say, look what they're doing. And then you get people like CJ calling and say, hey, the Democrats are causing this. Oh, my God, the coronavirus. Instead of saying, why in the devil don't you address immigration policy?
Yes.
Wake up, CJ. Wake up, because we're not stupid, and people are waking up more and more every day as they suffer more consequences of the Republicans and big money donors. That's the biggest thing, because they don't bring up any issues that affect American people. They bring up their donors' issues so that they can give them big tax breaks, so they get more money put into their coffers, and they can be there over and over again until we wake up and vote for the person, not for the money. We're going to be a lot better off. Thank you, guys. Thank you for great
job. Hey, Gene.
Great job, Gene.
Take a chill pill. Thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. This is what we're talking about over the break, this focus on single issues.
Let's go to Smoke Rider from Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Alabama. Hey, good morning to you, sir. Thank you very much. You say what?
Good morning to you. And
you need to turn your radio down.
Young man that is with you.
Turn your radio down.
Hey, Smoke Rider, I'm Don.
Turn your radio down.
Good morning to you, Don, and
thank you.
And Mr. Ingram. You know, that I was calling to find out if CJ is from Alabama. Because he sounds like some men in Alabama. That you know, Alabama and Mississippi, that they are neck and neck when it comes to darn people and also education. either Alabama 49 and Mississippi 50, or Mississippi is 49 and Alabama 50. But he sounds so much like some millions down here where I live at, and we have the dumbest millions in the South.
Look. Oh, go, hey, how did you find out about the show?
Well, I was listening to you a time when you used to be on that station, on another station. And let's see, I think I've been listening to you for about 2 years now.
Well, thank you.
This is my first time calling.
First time caller, long time listener.
They used to have a station called
Devil's Advocate.
Yeah,
that's on in the evening time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They're still around.
I was hearing you during the morning time, and another man used to be with you. And they wanted to take him off of the show.
So let me do this. Smoke Rider, man, thank you for the call because we're running out of time. I really appreciate it. Keep listening.
Yeah,
keep
thanks.
Calling. David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, in response to Gene and Eau Claire, so this is twofold. One, we know corporations, and I will admit this, want cheap labor. We know that because if you look at the meatpacking plants and some other places, what have you, if you look at the majority of illegal immigrants that are coming over, they are men. And the reason why is because they are, as far as like Mexico, Central America, why are there so many of them being deported from those countries? And the reason being because it's a threat to the governments down in those areas, because there's potential of where you have these individuals where they could, switch their vote, change their mind. And it's very unusual that you would have that going on. And the fact of the matter is the cartels are making a ton of money. So you got that issue going on. And then the other thing is, now on the Democratic side, it doesn't help when Tom in L.A., and I appreciate him, I really consider him as a phone friend.
Quickly, Dave.
Okay, yeah, what I was going to say was, but when you're offering in-state tuition to illegal immigrants and health care and other things, that is a huge incentive for people to come over. And unfortunately, the American taxpayers are the ones that have to subsidize that.
Yeah, but David, most of these people come over here seeking opportunities to work, not for handouts.
I understand, but they have nothing with them. So initially, when you look at what's going on in New York, like the schools and now they're stuffing them in hotels, the taxpayers are on the hook for this massive migration of people that we can't handle. And eventually it affects Americans' low wages because they're willing to work for less money. That money then goes back to those countries.
So David, let me ask you. So then wouldn't it make sense that if the business people would stop employing illegal immigrants, they would stop coming? So why don't we create something that will prevent the business people from taking advantage of these people?
Well, again, it's twofold because you have
Dave, we got to go, man. Thank you for the call. Don, thank you, man. I got to bring you back on.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.